You're probably struggling with an idea as to what to watch on TV. Well, the good news is the Oracle has joined us again to give us an idea of what we should and perhaps should not be watching. Irina, how are you this morning, my love?
I'm very well, and I have to say that I love being called the Oracle, maybe a little bit too much.
Is it on your business cards now, is it?
I will be starting my YouTube channel any day. No,
the Oracle.
Actually,
yeah.
I will be talking about, I guess, someone who is an Oracle in a way, or at least at a touch point, Val Kilmer, if anyone remembers Val Kilmer.
From Top Gun.
That's it. And Island of Dr. Moreau and The Saint and a million other things, has released a movie about himself and starring himself.
Well, I mean, you've titled this week's theme as Enigmatic Characters. Val Kilmer is very much that. There are stories that you can get from behind Hollywood where people absolutely adore him and others that would possibly not swerve if they saw him crossing the street.
Look, I was an absolute lunatic fan of The Doors when I was young.
Oh, yes.
Like, I was that kid that used to, you know, we all locked ourselves in and put whatever music we put on when we were teenagers, and The Doors was my choice of, you know, teenage poison. And so when this movie came out, like, that really kind of put Val in my line of sight.
That's The Doors by Oliver Stone. That was a great film.
Oh, and he was great.
Yeah.
And I think what we don't think about Val, because Val's kind of like a less hot Brad Pitt, really.
Yeah.
That he was trained at the Juilliard School. He is a dedicated actor. And part of all the sort of rubbish that came out around him as being a difficult character to work with is he's kind of like Russell Crowe and a couple of these others you hear about. He is dedicated to his craft. Acting is a craft, and he's an actor.
Indeed. In fact, he played Doc Holliday in Tombstone back in 93. And I was only just looking at the trivia about that the other day, and they attribute a lot of his character traits to just choices by Val Kilmer. And how many actors do that and then have to argue the point with the director to make it happen?
Right. So what's amazing is that he bought a video camera, like, at the very beginning, and so he's got footage from, like, the New York play he did with Sean Penn when they were both teenagers.
Ooh.
And, yeah, he's got video of the Top Gun behind the scenes where you see the sets and all the stuff. It is that kind of fly on the wall stuff is amazing. That's juxtaposed with where he is now, which is basically a very sick man. He's had throat cancer. He is clearly incredibly frail and fragile. He's living off, you know, the money that he earns from going to these fan conventions for all the things that he's been in.
Oh, yeah.
For anyone who's got any interest in cinema from the 90s and the noughts and all of these great movies and just seeing what happens to someone who is a very famous actor, this is a great documentary.
What an amazing perspective for a documentary about a person's life. I'm definitely going to check that one out. It's on Prime. What about Misha and the Wolves? What's that about, quickly?
Totally different vibe, but again with the enigmatic character. So what this is about, it's one of these great documentaries on Netflix where they kind of untease a case through interviews and footage and reenactments that are just so chunky and juicy to watch, even if the story is a bit lame. This story is not lame. This is a story of finding an identity. It's a woman who's been living off the story of being a survivor of the Holocaust by running away from the Nazis across thousands of miles of, you know, frozen tundra and basically living with wolves like Mowgli, and the wolves saved her.
Right.
And she's written it. This is the truth. So this is what she says is the truth for her. She wrote a biography. She made tons of money. She became world famous in Europe, where she's from. And then this is the story of unraveling whether it's true or not. And so these amazing, genuine survivors of the Holocaust detectives going into the archives and finding whether this woman is true or just another sociopath living off a lie of, you know, what millions of people kind of suffered and died from. It's a really great documentary, and I recommend it for everyone, but also for younger people who are just so disconnected from what happened, you know, 70, 80 years ago.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's Misha and the Wolves. You'll find that one on Netflix. And you'll find Irina next week here on 981 2NM to talk some more television. You have a great week, my love.
See you next.